Problem is, anyone using cannabis won't know whether they're vulnerable until it's too late. Now, Paul is trying to rebuild his life.
We're immensely proud of him, the way he's got through things, and he's back at college. And we are really, really proud of him. He's coped amazingly well with it all.
I'm hoping to learn to drive and possibly go to uni and study further. And I'd like to go to Africa and build a school and things like that.
Despite stopping smoking cannabis and starting medication, the voices in Paul's head have not left him entirely.
Now I hear the voice of a girl I used to know. I didn't know her very well, but for some reason she stuck in my head. I hear her voice most of the day, and before I go to sleep is the worst time. Sometimes she's told me to commit suicide and things, but I tend to just ignore that.
The thought that he will always be hearing that is really difficult to contemplate, because I can hardly imagine what that must be like.
Paul's story shows what long-term effects cannabis might have on the human brain. Now, research into the short-term effects of using cannabis suggests there may be a link with schizophrenia here too. The first studies of the immediate effects of THC on the human brain are now being made by Dr. Zerrin Atakan.
I really want to see how cannabis does its effects, especially in the brain, and because this is the most widely used drug in the world, and we still know not too much about it, especially how it works in the brain.
Zerrin was particularly interested in how THC can affect the brain's internal control over your behaviour and inner thoughts.
As you know, when people smoke cannabis, sometimes they can have, some of them, have difficulty in controlling their behavior. And that's why we chose a task that could measure this. And the task is called response inhibition, or how you stop yourself from doing something, or how you put brakes